Now we want to bring this archive show with Stephen King up to date. This Sunday, ABC begins Stephen King's The Stand, an 8-hour, 4-night miniseries based on one of the horror writer's longest and most famous novels. TV critic David Bianculli has seen the miniseries and has this review.
Stephen King wrote the TV adaptation for The Stand himself and doesn't waste any time getting things into high gear. The miniseries starts out with only one opening credit, the title, and then gets right to the end of the world as we know it. A plague virus has gotten loose at a government research facility, and it's up to one security guard at the gate to keep anybody and anything from getting outside.
The security system appears to be malfunctioning. Seal the base, Campion. If the main gate's still open, shut it!
Yes, sir.
We're dying like flies down here. Use the manual gate override, Campion. Do it now! Do it now!
Instead, the guard takes his family and runs. And since he's infected, he takes the virus with him. It's called a super flu and kills most people within minutes. We get to see just how effective it is when the rest of the opening credits finally start rolling. The names of the show's stars, Gary Sinise, Molly Ringwald, Jamie Sheridan, Laura San Giacomo, Rob Lowe, are superimposed over image after image of corpses at the facility. Some people have fallen in their food. Others have died scrambling for the exits. Lots of them have pools of blood near their mouths. The Stand has started, and so has the body count. For a while, The Stand seems like a standard post-doomsday TV drama, like Testament or The Day After. On one level, it's the story of people like Gary Sinise's Stu Redman, people who came in contact with the runaway security guard who's now dead. They're being carted away by government scientists and soldiers.
Mr. Redman, I insist you get into the truck right now, or...
What? Or you shoot me? That don't scare me much, Hoss. If we got what that guy Campion had, we're dead already. Right?
Wrong. Some people, like Stu, are immune to the virus, and they end up gathering into two camps. This leads to a supernatural showdown between good and evil. Standard Stephen King territory. And that's when The Stand starts working on two levels at once. The good camp follows an old woman played by Ruby Dee. The bad camp is recruited by a satanic and sarcastic guy named Randall Flagg, who's played by Jamie Sheridan of Shannon's Deal. In this scene, the evil Flagg visits a guy, played by Miguel Ferrer of Twin Peaks, who's been left in an otherwise abandoned prison to die, until Flagg finds him.
I never even introduced myself, did I? Pleased to meet you, Lloyd. Hope you guessed my name.
Huh? Oh, nothing. Just a little classical reference.
Actually, my name's Flagg. Randall Flagg. Before I open up this cell door and take you out for a couple of cheeseburgers and fries, I think we ought to have ourselves a little understanding. I'm going to make you my foreman, Lloyd. I'm going to slip the keys to the kingdom into your hand. I pick you. Do you understand that? I pick you. Anyone ever done that for you in your whole miserable life?
No.
Most King TV adaptations, except for Salem's Lot, have been disappointing to lousy, just like most of his movies. The Stand works because it uses TV and the miniseries form so well. Because this isn't a series, even the lead characters can die. And by the time The Stand is over, lots of them do. The spooky stuff works. The subplots are given time to develop, and so are the characters. Sinise, at the center of the story, is the major star. And if The Stand turns out to be as big a hit as I think it will, he'll become a major star because of it. It's kind of late, in a way, because he's done such great work for so long. He starred opposite John Malkovich in a 1984 American Playhouse production of True West, and was absolutely terrific in recent adaptations of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath and of Mice and Men. But King is no Steinbeck, and The Stand is no Grapes of Wrath. Yet with its AIDS subtext, its surprising storyline, and its roster of cameo appearances by people like Kathy Bates, Joe Bob Briggs, and Stephen King himself, The Stand is a lot of fun to watch. From a horror story, what else do you want?
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.